Coming to you from 6 feet above Toledo, Ohio. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
How ya doing?
Once again, recording in Jen's house. So if you hear any EVPs yes. or if you see any weird things on your earbuds,
I'll tell you the latest. My yeah. poor birds. Okay, so if you guys listened to the show last week, you heard my announcement that I adopted two parakeets.
Yeah, and they're going crazy in the other room.
Yes, you might hear them squawking in a bit. I was sitting here the other night, and I was on the love seat. And if you, like, I have a small living room and then a small dining room. And then, you know, I always talk about the hallway here. It can't be more than 10 feet long, right? It goes through the dining room, into the bedrooms, into the bathroom. And I'm sitting on the love seat watching TV, watching probably some paranormal show, right?
Like Zach Baggins and his hair.
No, his haunted I wasn't hair. Watching him.
Oh, okay.
And I have my birds on the coffee table in front of me, right? And I always let them out, like they can fly around. And I'm sitting there, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I see a shadow walk through the dining room and into the kitchen. And it wasn't like a regular pace. It was just a little bit slower than a regular walk. I about jumped out of my skin. Jumped up. The birds went, and they flew. They started flying around. They were like, one ran into the wall. The other one ran into the window. The poor things, they probably got concussions. It scared me. So I ran out here. Boom, boom, boom. You know, my chunky butt. I get off the couch and I come into the dining room and it's ice cold.
Oh.
Like ice cold. And I had the heat on like 74 because I didn't want my birds to get cold.
Yeah.
But it was like, I walked in that spot. It was ice cold. And that was it. That's
so,
the latest.
Okay. Let's talk about your shadow figure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's a residual of the owners that used to live here? Or?
I don't know. So I...
Because I noticed that it keeps going from the kitchen to the bedrooms. It like kind of in that same pattern.
It's never in the living room.
No.
So I don't know. It could be. I always think it's the neighbor lady who passed away, but why would she still be here? That's been
like why would she take
years.
That same path?
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And it goes both ways.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure. I know I saw David in the back room once or twice.
Okay.
Out of the corner of my eye. Not sure if Dad's around. You know, I was hoping Pops would come around, but he hasn't really come around to anybody.
No.
Although I did hear a whistle the other day. I was sitting here at the dining room table, but I couldn't say 100% because I had the TV on.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, but it wasn't really a show that would have a whistle on it, but it sounded like his whistle. So I'm not sure. I can't. That's kind of prove it or debunk it.
Yeah.
Either way.
Because I was thinking about that. It's like, I know you see it a lot. We've seen it once when I was here.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it always takes the same path.
Yeah.
That's why I'm wondering if it's a residual. The woman that used to live here used to cook a lot and then have to go to the bathroom.
Maybe.
You know, so she was cooking, then had to go to the bathroom, then came back and cooked. And so it's the same pattern each time. I don't know.
You know, the house is small, so it's, you know, and it hasn't been changed. I mean, the structure's the same as it was. It was built in 1935. So I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah.
But scared my birds. Poor things. Anyways, speaking of birds,
you know, I do have some news. I passed my life coach class.
Yay,
so I'm officially a certified life coach. So if you have
good
any
job,
problems
Joey.
And you want to bitch at me about it, I'll charge
for
you.
For money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, good job, Joey.
Yep.
Congratulations.
It's the first step of many. I think the next thing I'm going to go into is neuro-linguistic programming. So...
No idea what that
okay,
is.
Okay, well, you'll learn after I teach you.
I'll be his guinea pig.
Yeah.
My life's getting so much better.
And I also want to congratulate Dana and the band Dead in Five.
Yes.
They won a Detroit Music Award for Outstanding Hard Rock Band.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
You guys, we always play their music in the intro and outro of our show. So, you know, go on there. Website,
yep.
Facebook page, buy a CD. You can listen to all their music. It's awesome.
two new videos are going to be coming out. We recorded them and Dana's editing them now. So
amazing.
New videos will be coming out. But yeah, you know, the band Dead in Five itself has been together over 6 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were 60 Second Crush before that. And then Tommy left the band to pursue his own band. So they got a new singer, Robert, and became Dead in Five. And it's really an honor to be voted by your peers in your city to win an award of the Outstanding Rock Band. So they deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Detroit's always been known for music, but there's so much cool rock and roll going on. Guys need to support local music right now.
Oh, yeah, support everything local.
Everything local. We listen to the same songs over and over. Let's start listening to something new, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's new vibes out there. Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing an alligator through the drive-thru window at Wendy's. Nice.
Yeah.
Huh. That's great.
Head first or tail first?
Doesn't
say. Did they get fries with that?
They did not.
I don't know.
But I'm sure they were shaking. Ba-dum-bum. Oh, man, that was good.
Yeah. So, you know, you're stuck quarantined. You can only go through the drive-thrus now.
Yeah.
Don't get mad. People are doing the best they can. So don't throw your alligators.
Florida man gets tired of waiting at hospital, steals the ambulance, and drives home.
Yeah, that probably sounds about right. I could see that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. Just...
I take it you're on the Florida man page.
I am. I just discovered that. I got all excited. I'm going to go to Florida. I might have a target on my head. Somebody's going to throw an alligator at me. But that's okay. I'll ward them off with all my crystals.
That's right.
My protection crystals.
Protection crystals. And obviously, we're talking about crystals today.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. One of my favorite topics that we don't get to talk enough about. But everywhere we go, every conference that we go to, people are selling gemstones and crystals and quartzes and rocks and all that fun and exciting stuff. So we just thought we could bring you guys some interesting facts about crystals and what they're used for in the paranormal and what you can use them for in, you know, outside of the paranormal as well.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's got a little bit of info over there, and I can talk about some of these really interesting ones. Yeah.
So let's hear the different types. I mean, the popular ones, you know. I mean, I know there's millions of different crystals.
Yeah.
But as it relates to ghost hunting and stuff like that, what do you think?
Well, you know, like some of the top ones, there are clear quartz.
Yeah, that sounds like the most popular.
It is. It is. And it's kind of like a multi-purpose crystal. You can use it for any type of protection. It works with also every type of energy.
Okay.
So depending on if you're doing maybe some Reiki or you just want some healing or you need some positive energy, can't go wrong with clear quartz. There's also smoky quartz. The difference is this converts negative energy into positive.
Okay.
So if you want to, you know, absorb some bad juju, you know, you could get yourself some smoky quartz. You could wear it as a jewelry. You could keep it in your house. You can put it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't know, like, you're trying to ward off their bad. Back off. Bad.
Back. And some of these I'm going to repeat when we talk about.
Yeah. I'll go into a little bit more detail.
Well, not so much more detail, but. At least I'll be able to tell you which ones to use during, like, meditation.
Okay. One of my favorites is citrine. It promotes self-esteem and prosperity. So it's great. It comes in many different colors, mostly oranges and yellows, but I have seen some different variations of it. Rose quartz supports all type of love, unconditional love, and romantic love.
Ooh.
Oh, look at this giant piece of rose quartz I got right here in my hand, Joe. It's still got the dirt on it when it was mined out. Yeah, it's not, you can't see through it. It's opaque.
Yeah.
But mostly,
which most of them are.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Amethyst is really one of the most popular, helps you with intuition, guidance from higher realms. It also is the power of your dreams.
Oh.
So you could put it under your pillow or in your pillowcase or, you know, maybe on your bedside table to help facilitate some of your dreams. Black tourmaline It's a protective and grounding stone that keeps negativity at bay.
Okay.
So that one is pretty powerful. You can, you know, like put it in your pocket, you can put it in your bra, whatever.
I will not be putting it in my bra.
I do. I have citrine in it right here.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to know that.
All right, moving on. rainbow fluorite. It deepens intuition, promotes love, and facilitates clear communication, which would be great for when you're doing a podcast, right? Yeah. I don't have any of that. That's one I don't have. So next time I get to one of our crystal or gem shows. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever been to a gem show?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that was a beach. Remember when we first did the MUFON show in Pittsburgh? No.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They had the beach glass show going on.
It was like a giant convention.
It was huge.
Huge.
And it was just beach glass. And I'm like, I've never heard of it before. But think about
it. There were thousands of people.
You know.
Thousands of people that went there.
I couldn't believe. If it wasn't for them, the convention would have been kind of dead.
Yeah. There's carnelian. I think I'm saying that right. Carnelian. I don't know. Anyways, helps you set appropriate boundaries, have integrity, and be creative. There's hematite, which is protective, grounding, and centering. It all can attract the energies you want to attract in your life.
Okay.
So I see a lot of bracelets with that. I gave Dad one. It's good for people who are sick.
Okay.
Helps absorb some of that negative energy, sickness. And then turquoise, which has been, you know, one of the most popular ones, very prominent in the Native American culture. It promotes luck, prosperity, and personal power.
Oh, and that's possibly why they use it so much in Native American and cowboy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kenny Rogers probably had it in his... he probably had a belt buckle the size of a dinner plate with...
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Love Kenny Rogers. Now, you know, there are some crystals that you can pair together for more power, right?
Okay.
If you put smoky quartz and Apache tears, which is a type of obsidian, together, it helps you with the grieving process.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
see, that's the thing about, I know you know a lot more about gems and crystals than I do. So I'm learning as I go.
I'm teaching him.
Yeah.
Can teach an old dog new tricks.
Oof.
So that one, smoky quartz transmutes the negative energy to positive, and the Apache tears help you grieve.
Okay.
If you put amethyst and labradorite together, you'll have a more restful night's sleep. So the amethyst is good for insomnia, and the labradorite calms nightmares and promotes good dreams.
Okay, yeah, I had that down here for meditation. That's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. So if you mix or put together citrine and black tourmaline, it helps you ground in prosperity. So citrine is a stone of prosperity, where black tourmaline is grounding, but it also blocks negative energy, which helps remove thoughts and that prevent prosperity. So, you know, they say citrine is great. Put it in the rear left corner of your house.
Okay.
To bring money into your home. Also, citrine... You put it on your cash register in your business, and it will attract money, what it says to do. So put it on your lottery tickets, everybody, because we've got to win this game, right?
You could take your stone and have it carved a little bit so that it has a sharp edge, and you can scratch your scratch off with it.
Never thought of that. Bum, bum, bum. Joe's a genius. Genius! You can put rose quartz and ruby or garnet together. So it's excellent for pairing for relationships. Rose quartz supports any type of love, as do rubies and garnets. However, rubies and garnets are also grounding. So they keep you grounded while experiencing love and keeping you from losing yourself in love.
Oh.
And then black tourmaline and clear quartz crystal balance the masculine and feminine energies and can help facilitate the free flow of balanced energy.
So we talk a lot about the different types of crystals in that, and a lot of people don't understand why you use certain crystals for certain things. And you have to remember that at the molecular level, everything vibrates. And the reason why we're using different crystals is the different vibrational patterns that they have. Mm-hmm. I know that they just launched a new satellite up in space with the new, I want to say nuclear clock, but they're using quartz crystals now mm-hmm. because they know exactly the speed in which they vibrate so that they can keep the clocks at a precise amount, which is really important for like GPS and all that mm-hmm. stuff.
That's so amazing because remember like the Seiko watch runs on quartz? Yeah. And I was like, you just don't realize that a stone mm-hmm. or a rock can give off a vibration.
Yeah.
You just don't, it happens, but you don't mm-hmm. think about that, right? Like plants sing. People say there is a hum that comes out of plants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard my cactus sing.
You probably go sound like Kenny Rogers.
You got to put your ear closer, right?
Kenny Rogers. A couple of tips for crystal shopping. If you want to go out and purchase crystals, you know, ground yourself before you go. Find that many people that are in crystal shops sometimes feel disoriented because you could feel lightheaded. If you do pick up a black stone and hold it in your hands and close your eyes, and that should reset you.
Oh, really?
Or
that's interesting.
Yeah, before you go into the shop, close your eyes and visualize just being grounded. Like, okay, cool. Because, you know, you have so many different types. That's a lot of energy coming yeah. out of there, right? You know, always ask questions. That's what those people are there for. They understand the rocks. Most of them probably have gone out and mined the rocks themselves.
Yeah.
If you're at a real, you know, gemstone and mineral show, they will tell you what the use is for. If you don't, you know, feel shy to go up to them. A lot of them have a little card that or a piece of paper that explains what each one is, and they'll put it in your bag, like, you know, when you're purchasing it. And go where you're drawn. Like, pay attention to like how you feel. Like, if you pick up, you know, a green aventurine and it feels great and you get a vibration off of it, or feel like lucky, then go with that stone. And or if you, you know, pick up some other kind.
Now, when you use these stones or crystals, do you have to, like we do with other things, say an opening prayer, or do you have to tell your body or your spirit that you want this stone to do something, or does it just do it automatically?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, you have to set the intention, right?
Yeah.
So if you are using those, there goes my birds.
Yeah. They don't like that stone.
I know. They're getting lonely in the other room. You know, it's setting the intentions, but there are also different, you know, in your chakras in your body. So you have
yeah.
seven different chakras in your body. You can place those gemstones on those particular chakras to help meditate. And Joe, you'll go over some meditation.
Yeah, it's actually some of the stuff that you were already talking about. A lot of it is in this meditation part of it. The different stones for different chakras and stuff. But, you know, crystals have been used for centuries for meditation. Like you were saying, they're able to transmit and receive energy, or you can channel your energy with them, stuff like that. So, I know that you've gone over all this already, but we're looking at different types of stones for different things, like clear quartz being the most powerful, most
universal
cleanses the room, all that, just like you said. And then purple amethyst. I can't say that word. That does control your chakra, your crown chakra. So yeah, using different quartzes on different parts of the chakras helps you ground yourself, helps you get stability, helps you clear the energy. What was the other one that you were saying? It was a deep blue stone. It was I can't pronounce this name, the deep blue one, lapis lazuli, is that how you say
yeah.
it? But it's the stone of relationships, friendships, and use that when you meditate to bring that part of that energy into you to increase your friendships and your relationships. If you're down and out and you want someone to cheer you up, it's a great way to meditate with that stone.
Yeah, and that one is... you know, also for speaking the truth and communication.
I had wrote down here, the stone of truth. I don't know why I wrote that down, but
cool. Normally, people will place that on your throat chakra.
Okay.
So a lot of people wear it as a necklace.
Oh.
And it's pretty, too, because it's like a deep royal blue, and a lot of times you'll find like gold flecks or streaks through it. Here's a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. Show that to the microphone.
Why are my birds going crazy? I don't know. They've been quiet this whole time. Now, all of a sudden, they're going nuts.
Rose quartz, like you said, is good for meditation. That's connected to your heart chakra. Helps heal old wounds. And brings joy into your life. You mentioned smoky quartz. That's another good one to use during meditation. Helps you ground yourself and helps remove negative energy, like we said. And it helps you protect from negative entities. You know, that's, I mean, I know that you mentioned that before, but that's part of, for meditation.
And, you know, if you're going into an investigation, taking something like that would be great too, because it's going to protect you from, if you're going into, you know, a situation where you don't want to bring anything home.
Yeah.
Which we've been in many times, right, Joey?
So maybe that's why people do wear, like, smoky quartz and necklaces and bracelets and that. Next one I have is the bloodstone, which is a green stone with red spots in it. And the red spots, they say, is like rust. It boosts self-confidence, helps detox your body, helps bring harmony to your life. And it also says that it helps bring harmony to your blood and organs, which helps stabilize your BP, your blood pressure.
Nice. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's something called dragon's blood.
Okay.
Stones. I bought some a while back because I thought we were going to be able to put them on our dowsing rods that Joe and I make and sell. but the holes weren't the right size.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to put some kind of crystals on our dowsing rods.
Yeah.
I think it would help a lot.
I think it would energize them.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, so. Definitely.
Yeah, especially like a clear quartz. Nice.
Also during meditation, a lot of people use the citrine, the yellow stone, like you mentioned. It attracts success and abundance, of course. Helps you achieve your goals and helps with your balance. And I'm talking life balance, not just standing up or falling over.
Right.
And then you mentioned citrine also, which is that light blue stone, has a very powerful vibration to it and helps remove fear and calms you down. So during meditation, you use the same stones that you mentioned before for a lot of other things.
Now, have you ever done like a meditation session or anything like outside of like what you do with the float tank?
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't really. I do know that
I haven't tried.
We were at the one conference at the Collingwood Arts Center, and there was like a group meditation that went on, five-minute group meditation. That was kind of cool. But I've never actually tried to meditate.
I haven't either. But
I just don't have time. No.
Yeah, I know. Like,
no, that's the whole point, is you stop and you reflect of the time that you have.
Yeah. You can lay down. You can place the crystals on your body. You can hold them in your hands. You can wear them, you know, like as jewelry. Do you remember when we went to the giant crater in Arizona?
Yeah.
There was, in the gift shop, they were selling jewelry, and there were all different types of gemstone bracelets, and I bought a couple. One was turquoise. The other one was kind of a mix of different stones. So there probably is maybe six or seven different types on there. And then I had one that was, believe it was citrine, but I'm not sure, and I broke it.
Oh.
And the stones went all over wherever I was. I think I was at some bar or something. I don't know. But I was kind of bummed about that. So much out west is, you know, where they do farm. And I want to say farm. That's not the right word.
No, but that's where they discover a lot of them.
Yeah. We went somewhere. Where did we go one time? I don't know. But I remember seeing, it was when we were in Sedona. Do you remember some of the shops that had the giant geodes?
Oh, yeah.
That were like almost like 10 feet tall. They were huge. They were thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Man, can you imagine having something that powerful in your house?
A lot of the places that we go to where they do meditation and stuff like that have those giant stones. Yeah, but, you know, you mentioned about doing the float tank, that's basically submerging yourself in Epsom salt. I mean, it not basically, it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're submerging yourself in Epsom salt water. And salt is basically a crystal
mm-hmm.
and has a lot of properties to it. Do an Epsom salt bath. A lot of people do it on their feet and that, but actually taking a bath in Epsom salt, which is basically the same thing as doing a float session, it relaxes your muscles. It replenishes your levels of magnesium in your body.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys go back and listen to our episode, we had episode 108, we talked about black salts and voodoo and spells. So you can get a little bit of info off of that show. And I thought we did another show all about salts.
I think that was the one.
That was it? Yeah. Okay, well, you guys can listen to all our episodes prior.
But it also detoxifies your body and halts the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just healing all the way around. And of course, calming, grounding, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a great thing to do. Even if you don't do a float session, fill your tub with Epsom salts.
Yeah.
Put on some hard rock, rock and roll, Detroit style rock and roll.
Go.
Play some Crud, play some Dead in Five. And just relax. Yeah.
You were talking about like de-stressing. You know, we're all under a tremendous amount of stress right now. I think there's a lot of anxiety going on, a lot of uncertainty. If you wanted to use hematite, the benefits and the properties of hematite, which almost square.
Like, oh, is it the silver?
Yeah, the one that sticks. It's like
so
a magnetic.
Crazy.
And remember, you can like pick it up and it comes up in like five strings. Full.
Yeah.
That one grounds and balances you. It's used to de-stress. It clears negative feelings. It treats anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It also increases mental organization and counteracts confusion. So they put these bracelets on people with dementia too, because it helps with some of the symptoms. But you know, if you guys are having a little bit of anxiety, or you know, I know it's a very stressful time right now, you know, get some hematite. A lot of times you can find it in a bracelet. You can probably order it online.
Oh yeah.
And wear that, and that'll help.
A lot of people say, well, nature doesn't create straight edges and stuff like that. And I always think of that. It's like, whenever I'm in a crystal shop, I see that. And it's so bizarre because it is a square, you know?
Yeah.
Or
like
a cube, I should say.
If you look at like pyrite, that looks like a square of gold. It's fool's gold, right?
Uh-huh.
But that also has some healing properties too. A lot of times you'll find that attached to another crystal. That's kind of how they find it. Like you'll find it in a cluster.
Oh.
If you want to use some of the crystals to release stress, you could use a yellow tiger's eye and put that on your solar plexus. You lie on your back and then you put the yellow tiger's eye on your solar plexus. Why do I always have a
solar plexus?
I don't know. I can't let them talk. You want to breathe deeply and repeat maybe some mantras until you feel calm. So like whatever calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
You could also use for stress, you could use smoky quartz. We talked about how that absorbs the negative energy.
Yeah.
It's very stabilizing. When you notice stress, you can hold the smoky quartz in either hand. Close your eyes, you know, feeling safe. Don't, you know, do it like standing on the edge or something.
Driving down the street.
Right.
Getting stressed out because of traffic. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. So you can just use that and just take some deep breaths, and that should absorb some of that negative energy. You can also use hematite, which I just talked about. That really cleanses stress out of your body.
Okay.
Also, you can use crystals for trust. You can use crystals for self-confidence, like yellow's tiger's eye and citrine and amber. We didn't talk about amber. That also supports self-confidence.
Now, is amber a actual crystal, or is it, because isn't amber sap of the tree that...
Yes. Yeah,
but it just turns into a crystal after so long.
Yeah, it's more of a gemstone than a crystal, but you can still use it. You can, you know, pair that with citrine, and that will just strengthen and amplify your self-confidence. If you are feeling rejected, you can use rose quartz, hematite, or yellow tiger's eye. If you have regrets, rose quartz, smoky quartz, prosperity. If you're looking, you know... like to increase your cash flow or or just whatever,
yeah.
You know, maybe more customers to your business. You can put citrine in the corner of each room, but it has to be the left, rear left corner. You can put it in your bedroom or the back of your house. You can also use green aventurine. And they say green because green attracts money. You can put that in like maybe your cash register drawer,
yeah.
Or you can hold it. They make a lot of jewelry out of it. It's really mm-hmm. pretty. It, I have a piece right here in front of me. And this is more of like almost, I want to say like a seafoam green maybe, or an aqua green. It's really pretty. That's a raw piece that I have here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can polish it or whatever. You can also make a grid with citrine and green aventurine. And you can probably just Google it, but there's certain like patterns you can put in this configuration, and it will have intentions for luck and prosperity.
Okay.
So basically you put the citrine in the middle, and then you make like two outer circles with the green aventurine around it, kind of almost like a figure eight.
Okay.
And that is what they call a grid. So that's kind of going to, you know, boost the power of the luck and prosperity coming your way.
Now, I notice that lots of times when people use crystals, they point them in certain directions. Is there a specific direction of the flow of energy, or?
I don't think so. I think it depends on the different shapes of the crystals. Some have blades, some are in clusters, some are like a geode, others have points. So they're kind of long and cylindrical. And then, you know, then you have rough crystals. There also are some natural stones that they call wands, like selenite, which is extremely powerful. Selenite is an actual form of gypsum, which is a very soft crystal. So you'll see a lot of times at paranormal shows, or people use when they're doing readings, kind of like a pointer stick. But what it does is it helps protect against the negativity. It cleanses negative energy. It cleanses other crystals. It cleanses auras, and it's also used in divination. That's it.
All right.
it works with all the different stones. It's an amplifier, so it's usually white, but you know that has a point. A lot of times, it has a point to it.
Okay.
So people use that point. I don't think there's a certain way or shape. You may have some patterns that you put it in, but I don't know if it matters which way it points.
Okay.
Now, like we talked about on our show last week with the scrying.
Yeah.
A lot of people will take a clear quartz point and put it in water when they do their scrying to amplify the messages coming through.
Now, something just popped in my mind when you said about gypsum.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that gypsum is one of the main ingredients drywall? And the old style drywall, which was almost 100% gypsum, they used to use slat boards and then put the gypsum over the board.
Wow.
And remember in a lot of the old houses, like this house here probably is slat board.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm sure it is.
Think about this. If gypsum is such a powerful crystal or
gemstone.
If these houses, older houses, are full of it because all the walls are covered in it, think about how that would react to the paranormal, and one of the reasons why some of these houses are so haunted.
Yeah, you think the older the house, the more natural the materials, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it could be a conductor.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I know my house is, 35, so 70, 65, and this is 2020, right? So it's 85 years old.
So these walls are the old style slat walls with gypsum over them. So if you were to re-drywall, it'd be a mess, but you could take that out. And maybe that's why a lot of these houses, the older the house, the more haunted it is, because it has so much of it. Plus granite. A lot of homes are getting granite countertops and stuff.
Yeah. This isn't drywall either. What's in here is plaster.
That's what I mean. It's the slat wall.
Yeah.
There's actually boards inside there, and then the gypsum is they put like cement over it.
That's what we saw at the Bone House too. Remember, he was taking the actual wall off, and it was all that slat board.
Exactly.
And then all the bones rained out from the Bone House.
From the Bone House.
Haunted Bone House. Yeah, there's so many different crystals that you can and gemstones that you can use. Now, we always refer back to the crystal skulls and the crystal caves. Okay, so if you've ever seen the shows that of these giant crystal caves, there's one called the Sierra de los Cristales, Cave of Crystals in Chihuahua, Mexico. It's filled with giant crystals, enormous selenite, which we just talked about, gypsum, and it was discovered in 2000 by two brothers who were drilling in the Nacha mine about 1,000 feet below. The crystals are floor to ceiling. They're more than 30 feet long. Oh my God, that's
And they're
like
huge
a
around.
bus. 13 feet in diameter, weighing 55 tons. It's the largest crystals known so far, and it's 138 degrees in
Yeah,
there.
I was going to mention that how I saw that it was so hot you could only be down there for a real short amount of time.
Yeah. Can you imagine like discovering something like that?
Just, yeah, out of the blue, just, and it's funny because you go to the caverns, like Ohio caverns and all that, and the story's always the same. A young boy was chasing a rabbit and it went down a hole and it turned out to be a giant cavern, you know?
Always. You know, and people have some myths about crystals too. They think it's all in their head. You know, it's all in your head. But if you think about it, the crystals have, like you said, the vibrational
Yeah,
properties.
everything vibrates.
It's so interesting.
Even wood, you know, at a molecular level, everything vibrates.
Yeah, there's something called the oh, I'm gonna mess this one up. Piezoelectric effect. Piezoelectric effect.
Piezoelectric effect.
Sure. It occurs when non-conducting crystals, some crystals are conductings, others are not, generate electronic charge when put under mechanical stress. So quartz is one of the crystals that demonstrates this property, and it's popular in devices like what radios, watches, and other digital integrated circuits. And then there's something called pyroelectric crystals, such as tourmaline, that generate an electrical current when heated or cooked. Many of these types are used for power conversion, infrared detection, and other things. So
Oh.
it's definitely a conductor.
Should try that sometime. Take your EMF meter, put it next to your stone, heat it up, and see what happens.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a recipe for getting some ghosts to show up.
Or the stone to blow up and
Oh my gosh. Yep.
jab you in the eye or something.
Please don't light anything on fire
No.
at a paranormal. We're not
No,
we're
no.
not
There were old
endorsing
buildings.
that.
Dusty old buildings.
Oh my God, we've been in some of the dustiest places. You would think with as many people who come in and investigate some of these places, they would like not be that dusty.
Oh.
We've come out in the like our, you know, your nose is boogers are black from the dust. That was
There was,
Mansfield
yeah,
one
there's so
time.
many places. If you do go to these places, wear masks because you're breathing that dust in.
Yeah, people are laughing because, you know, people, Zach Bagans, are wearing masks and all that. Now everybody's wearing a mask,
Yeah.
right? So at least you'll have one for your thing. But, you know, crystals are very, you know, inexpensive. You can get, like, I got a chunk, which is probably the size of what, like a golf ball,
Yeah.
for like a dollar or two. So they're not, you know, it's not an expensive hobby. I mean, there are some that, you know, it can get pretty
Oh yeah, I
pricey,
saw
like
some of those at some of those shows. I was like,
giant pieces, like,
and if they're polished or stuff like that, you know.
yeah. So Joe and I were in the shop in Sedona, and it was like super expensive. They had like giant amethyst crystals that were like tall as me, geodes for thousands of dollars, but there were dinosaur artifacts in there that were like $35,000. They had almost a complete like T-Rex head. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it was like, what,
Something
$35,000
like
or
that,
something
yeah.
like that. I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine like just going out and trying to discover, you know, doing gem hunting and finding a dinosaur bone or
You do.
something?
You bought me a pet trilobite.
I did.
So I have a pet trilobite. And those actually trilobites have been around you know, when they're around, mm-hmm. they actually lived on the earth longer than dinosaurs and us wow. combined.
That's so interesting. I saw a video one time. This guy was, he's like a treasure. He's not so much a treasure hunter as he is. He does videos of like him going into rivers.
Yeah.
And like collecting stuff off the bottom of rivers.
Oh, is he in a wetsuit and he dives down? Is
yeah.
that the one?
Yeah, young kid. And mm-hmm. he went to a place in Georgia where they were mining amethysts. And you should have seen, there was just thousands of them. And he was getting these super, super dark purple amethysts and giant clusters. Just like, oh, man.
And
we got to do that,
probably
Joe.
Already polished because they've been underwater for so long.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. But, yeah, it would be really cool to be able to go in and mine some of your own gems. Yeah. Do you remember that show where people would go up on the side of the mountain, like in Colorado, and they had, like, claims, and they were, like, it was super dangerous. They were like on the side of the mountain and they were trying to get the gemstones out. And this really pretty lady, her dad was a gemstone hunter. He was a gemstone hunter. And she had a boyfriend or a husband or somebody who was a gemstone hunter and died because of like it was either a rock slide or a lightning strike or something.
Oh, wow.
They were on the side of the mountain and, you know, the storms pop up so quickly in the yeah. mountains and they were getting like amazing gemstones, but it was really dangerous because like the rocks would be flying out from under them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that's probably a lot of energy moving there, right? Like you're
so it's safer just to go to a paranormal convention right? and talk to the gemologists that are there.
Yeah. And so I had sold a couple pieces of what's called howlite.
Oh,
it's okay. black and white. And you probably saw it
yeah.
on the table. So this one was interesting. A lot of people were drawn to this one. And I sold more of this than any other because I make gemstone jewelry necklaces and sell them when we, you know, go to conferences. But this is the one that, and it's plain. It's black and white. And sometimes people, there was a name for it. I can't remember. But it's works for divination, connecting with higher truth, calming anxiety, reducing stress, and it eases extreme negative emotions. But it was just so interesting because every time I had it, I was sell out.
Oh,
that would be the first yeah. one. It's not, you know, a lot of you would think people are attracted to like the bright colored ones or the turquoise, but this is the one that I sold the most of. So it's interesting. I think people are really drawn to it because it's such a calming stone.
Yeah.
It's like milky white with like yeah. black kind of like flecks in it. So that was an interesting one.
So when you make the jewelry, you get the stones from somewhere
mm-hmm.
and you get the necklace part of it. It's interesting because people do come and they look at every single stone.
They do. They spend hours like, and then do you remember, Dalen Spratt from the Ghost
yeah,
Brothers.
Yeah.
So I had some necklaces out and he came over and he was just like attracted to them, right? He just like wouldn't stop looking at them. I was like, and he was looking at him. So he picked out two and I was like, okay. So he held them both in his hands mm-hmm. and there was one, I said, just close your eyes and just feel the energy. And he picked one and he wore that for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I gave that to him. He didn't buy it. I gave it to him.
Yeah.
but you know, he wore it around his neck for a while and then it was on his wrist.
Yeah, he got the bracelet from, I think, Borneo or somewhere mm-hmm. like that.
I forget, yeah. But he said he wore that in, like, swimming in the ocean mm-hmm. and traveling all over the world. And, yeah, it was just interesting because we were watching the show and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's wearing the bracelet, you know, the gemstone.
Yeah,
I gave
you could
him.
See it on those shows. And
I'm not bragging or anything. But,
the next yeah. time after that we saw him, he mentioned that he's never taken it off since he's got it from you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, here's another thing about calming and everything. Think about a beach, an ocean.
Mm.
You got salt water, you got the beach.
Yes.
That's why people feel so calm on the beaches because you're standing in basically gemstones because the beaches are made up of shells and gemstones
yeah.
and quartz and almost a quartz, but yeah. you know, all right. that stuff.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, what energy you feel that like that release when
mm-hmm.
you're on the warm sand and you're in the salty water
yeah.
and
yeah.
you know, it's
all, I don't want to say metaphysical, but it is physical.
Yeah.
And it is metaphysical too, yeah. But it calms you physically and mentally.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just love it.
It is. It's interesting. I'm learning a lot from, because I've always gone to these conferences and that, and people always have crystals. You got to have crystals. You know, I'm like, whatever. And now that you learn more and more, it's the reason why is the different vibrations and how they vibrate different, what speeds and how the vibrations interact with your body and everything, because your body can be changed. You know, our vibrations are controlled by our surroundings. So. Yeah.
So go out and get some crystals and lay on the floor and play some on your body and see if it calms you down. I'm going to try it.
Yeah. Why not? Do it. Anything else, Jen, before we let our listener go?
No, just, you know, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope this was interesting for you. Definitely make sure you get up and share our podcast with everybody. We do this for free. So, you know, like if you want to send us some cookies or something, you know, we'll take the donation. But no, we're just joking. You know, just share our Facebook page. We post the show on there and on Twitter. So you can always share it from there. We'd love to get new listeners. Have a great week. Joe, any last thoughts?
Nope. Let's just play a little Dead End 5. Let's get this party started. And once again, I congratulate Dana and everybody in Dead End 5 for the Detroit Music Award.
All right, everybody. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.